I'm nonetheless considered red meat by nutritionists and the USDA, and always have been. Here's the truth. Sometimes I'm healthful, sometimes I'm not. The other white meat campaign focused on my loin and tenderloin, those swaths of flesh along my spine that are quite low in fat and good sources of protein and minerals. But other parts of me, not so much. You'll find the fattiest slabs of fat on my belly. Back, right on top of those lean loins, and jowls. Falling in between, fat-wise, are my shoulders and legs. Think of them as my dark meat, with fat interspersed with muscle, as well as lots of connective tissue. That tissue, actually, collagen that forms when a muscle is well exercised, may start off tough when it's raw or briefly cooked, but roast a pork shoulder for 8 hours, and that muscly tissue will melt into succulent gelatin to produce a fall-off-the-bone pork juiciness that makes you humans fall off your chairs. One thing everyone knows about me is that I am an insatiable omnivore, which means that those who raise me have the power to vary how fatty I am and how I taste simply by feeding me differently. Take the Pata Negra pigs in Spain and Portugal that spend their lives grazing on acorns. Their famous funky, translucent pink Jabon Labrieco, Liberian ham, is so rich in healthy non-monosaturated fats, up to 55%, a higher ratio than any other meat, that farmers call their hogs four-legged olive trees. Such a privileged lifestyle and meals don't come cheap. These days, a 15-pound bone and ham from the elite Spanish brand Cinco Jatas will stop your heart at $1,200, or $80 a pound. Meanwhile, a conventionally farmed American pig, fattened on run-of-the-mill grains and meal made from meat and bone, produces pork that's higher in saturated fat, but costs a mere $4 per pound. There are few easier weeknight meals than a pork chop roasted in a cast-iron pan. But boy, do you Americans overcook me. Chops, lacking in fat as they are, dry out when they get too hot. For decades, the USDA made it worse by recommending an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit for pork, which delivers a very dry puck indeed. In recent years, they dropped it to 145 degrees Fahrenheit, which is medium well and a real improvement, juicy and just having lost its pink. Sink your teeth in and enjoy the magic.